Welcome to Radio Sefarad's English Corner. I'm your host, Linda Jimenez, bringing news and other features of Jewish interest to Radio Sefarad's English-speaking audience in Spain and around the world. Our trivia question for this week is, what are the CJPE's peoplehood papers, and how long have they been publishing them? In recent years, there's been a tremendous growth of interest in education for collective Jewish belonging, often focused on the areas of Jewish peoplehood and Israel education. Despite the growing interest in the field and the many individuals and organizations who are now working in this area, it's still in an early stage of development. The mission of the Center for Jewish Peoplehood Education is to serve as a resource and catalyst for developing this field. CJPE's aim is to serve as the central entity to address the challenges of Jewish peoplehood education. It offers institutions and individuals the resources and support for professional development, content and programmatic development, and general peoplehood conceptual and educational consulting. Shlomi Ravid, the executive director of the CJPE, has been a pioneer in developing peoplehood education. In his 25 years of involvement in Jewish global affairs, he was the founding director of the Israel Center of San Francisco, the founding director of the International School for Jewish Peoplehood Studies at Beit HaTfutzot, and a member of the founding team of the Jewish Peoplehood Hub. Shlomi founded the CJPE in 2011 and spoke with us about its mission, goals, and projects.
Thank you very much for speaking with us today, Shlomi. You have always been interested in Jewish peoplehood, and I was wondering if you could tell us a little bit about what Jewish peoplehood is. Can you define it?
I can define it for myself. But it's a complex concept to define. When people ask me for a sort of a working definition, I usually refer to the collective consciousness of Judaism, the consciousness that constitutes Jewish civilization, the Jewish enterprise, pretty much everything that can be filed under what Jews do as a collective, as a group.
Yeah, it's a very interesting question, because here in Spain, I've been involved with different Jewish organizations, and the people have come from different places. And there's always this kind of question, what does it mean to be Jewish? What is being Jewish? Who is Jewish? Who's not Jewish? You know? And so that's why I was interested in this phrase, Jewish peoplehood. And obviously, you have to know what Jewish peoplehood is if you have a Center for Jewish Peoplehood Education. So can you tell us about it, about the Center for Jewish Peoplehood Education? Who created it and why, and what exactly is it?
I created the Center for Jewish Peoplehood with a number of colleagues. I think we're less important. More important is the endeavor or the enterprise. So there are a number of layers there, and I'll try and maybe simplify what is a more complex picture. So when I talk about the collective consciousness of the Jewish people, that's so broad and so abstract that people usually are somewhat overwhelmed or don't really know what to do with that, what it actually means in practice. And I felt that, together with some of my colleagues, that we need to break the very broad concept to some of its sort of core themes or core values that are more tangible, that are more sort of at eye level, that Jews can resonate, and that together are different dimensions or different aspects of the of Jewish peoplehood, of what we hold as important as a collective, of what we what constitutes our both our civilization, but also our sense of solidarity and our core enterprises. I'll give examples in a minute. Maybe sort of the core values that we hold dear, that are important to us as a people, not just as individuals. And we felt that if we broke the general concept into more concrete themes and topics, then it's going to be much, much easier to teach, to educate, to engage. So basically, we broke the concept of peoplehood into six key themes that relate to Judaism, not just as an individual enterprise, but also as a collective identity. What does it mean? What does it look like? How did it emerge and develop through history, and so on and so forth? We talk about Judaism as much more than just a religion, but Judaism as a civilization that includes anything from culture in the broad sense of the concept, onto values, to different norms that we hold as important, to institutions that Jews have created and continue creating, and other components. We talk about Israel as a significant feature of Jewish peoplehood, but we frame Israel in that context as the vision and venture of the Jewish people. In other words, as something that was sort of one of the key central expressions of the Jewish people in the modern era. One of the key enterprises was that of mobilizing people and resources in first initiating the Yishuv, and then lobbying for a state, and then supporting the state. And we, through the prism of peoplehood, we hold on to Israel, not just as the state where the Israelis live, but really Israel as the vision and venture of the Jewish people. We see peoplehood, at least in the current paradigm, with pluralism as a central value of it. We're experimenting in nearly 200 years of Jewish pluralism, and it's become sort of a core component of Jewish peoplehood, the understanding that this is now part of how we defined our identity in pluralistic terms. And we talk about the fact that we tend as a collective to pursue social justice and tikkun olam as core values of Jewish peoplehood.
So then what is the relationship between Israel and the diaspora, according to this definition?
I'll get to it in a second, but let me just add, or just sort of package it all. Our notion was that each one of those core issues that I just described are issues that Jews resonate with, and they sort of appear at eye level. So if we explore them as components of Jewish peoplehood, then through the learning process of each of those core values or core themes that we hold as important, emerges this whole notion of what is it that we hold true as a collective. And that's been a sort of a core, if you will, pedagogic approach that we adopted. And the Center for Jewish Peoplehood, our most important project has been the creation of a toolkit for peoplehood education, and it's built around those themes. So if one gets into the website, you can explore each one of those themes, their definitions, their history, some media and learning lessons, as well as challenges. But all of that sort of as, if you will, steps towards understanding the overall notion that we are part of a collective that share some key issues and key goals and values. And that's not necessarily a given, that we need to understand that this is the way things are. And we need to also understand that we reinterpret the meaning of those themes and the overall notion of peoplehood in every generation. It's not something that came down, even though people talk about Ma'amad Har Sinai, you know, the convening of all of the Jews at Mount Sinai for receiving the Ten Commandments as sort of the if you will, the creation, one of the founding moments in the creation of a people. But we look at those themes, as we do in with peoplehood in general, as evolving, as emerging topics that need and require interpretation with that for every generation. Sometimes in that rapid speed at which things change today, every day. So I can get back to the Israel question.
Okay.
If the understanding, and I think that it's not always seen that way, neither by Israelis, and mind you, we also address the Israelis. Our website is built both in English and in Hebrew, and the challenge of enhancing a sense of peoplehood is a challenge we face throughout the Jewish world, but also in Israel. We want to reemphasize the notion that there is a partnership around the state between world Jews and the ones who live in Israel, and that requires a sincere and deep and serious dialogue, and a dialogue of equals. We do not accept the notion that world Jews are spectators, you know, sitting in the bleachers, whose role is to applaud and support. We view them as partners, and as partners, they should have a say about things that are important, to us as a Jewish people, things that are important to them as Jews representing different perspectives. And we think that there needs to be a change in the nature of the dialogue between, both on behalf of Israelis, but also on behalf of world Jews, to being much, much more of an open and direct and engaging conversation.
Do you work with individuals or with organizations primarily?
We work primarily with organizations, even though through the website, individual Jews read the resources, and we also have a publication called the Peoplehood Papers that appears twice or three times a year on different issues that are current and that are important. And those are read by the public at large, and we get responses from individuals. But most of our work has been with organizations, from Jewish community centers, schools, communal organizations, Jewish federations. But we're really are interested in creating a institutional change in Jewish institutions, understanding that they are not just delivering specific leisure time resources or social services, but they're also expressions of Jewish peoplehood. They're expressions of what is important to us as Jews that we do together. When I talk about the consciousness that constitutes Jewish civilization, I don't see Jewish organizations, wherever they are, as a given. They are there because they're an expression of a certain ethos, their expression of a certain belief. But many times, you know, organizations are busy with the actual programming that they have to deliver, and the recruitment and the financial stability, and they sometimes forget the real rationale, the real reason for their work. And we want to remind them that conversation about how they reflect what's important to Judaism, in a sense, how do they reflect it in a way that would be relevant to young generations, as well as the current and older generation. Those all, in some respect, fall under the heading of what we try to express, what we try to achieve as organizations that are part of the Jewish landscape.
They just told me we only have 5 more minutes, and I would really like it if you could tell us briefly about some of your projects, about the Peoplehood Papers, about the toolkit, and about your training programs, if you could summarize them.
Ooh, 5 minutes is short.
I know. I thought they'd give us more time. I'm sorry.
That's okay. So as far as the toolkit, people can just go into www.jpeoplehood.org. That's our website, and they can, it has short video clips that introduce the different themes and lesson plans and educational questions. It's meant for educators and leaders of organizations. They can run with it. It's there, it's out there to be used. The Peoplehood Papers are really diverse in terms of the themes that we cover. Some of them are really asking, what is the place and role of Jewish peoplehood today? By the way, if one goes into the website, in the archives, one can find all like 20 past issues. We've been publishing it for over 10 years now. I'm now working on an issue on peoplehood and social justice. Just finished an issue on peoplehood and JCCs. Dealt a few issues ago with millennials and Jewish peoplehood, and started working on an issue of Israel at 70 from a peoplehood perspective. Beyond that, we do training and professional development. My core project now is in San Francisco in the Bay Area. I work there with different JCCs, schools, congregations, on really trying to figure out what does it mean to Jews today to be part of the Jewish community, and what are really, when they look up to those institutions, what do they expect? What of the core values that I mentioned still holds strong for them? What needs maybe some change in the language? How do we handle some of the tensions between, for example, the recent events around the Kotel, and the sense of equality and partnership and pluralism within the Jewish people? We're basically trying to provide frameworks, not just to learn about the past and add another dimension and rationale to what we do in Jewish organizations, but also how do we change going forward? And I'm particularly interested, I had some initial attempts in bringing the conversation to Europe, because in the United States, the conversation on peoplehood has been going on for quite a number of decades, from the days of Mordechai Kaplan, who wrote Judaism as a Civilization in 1934. There is a history there. It's a pretty ripe conversation, challenging but ripe. In Europe, there is still very much of the way you European Jews look at themselves is like, we are satellites, dispersed satellites or diaspora satellites of the state of Israel, and we're going to look to Israel for answers to most of our existential questions. And I think that it's time for European Jews to begin exploring, what does it mean to be sort of a member in the Jewish civilization wherever you are? And the relationship and connection to Israel is an important part of it. But Europeans should seek answers for their identity, communal identity, at home. They should own the answers. They should initiate the answers, and they should familiarize themselves and explore what peoplehood can mean in Europe in the 21st century. I think it's really important in that sense. I appreciate the opportunity to speak to you, and hopefully through you to your audience.
Well, I'm afraid we're going to have to leave it there. Thank you very much. Maybe we can talk again at a later time.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's it for this week. As always, we'd love to hear from you. So please email us any comments or suggestions or questions you'd like us to answer on the air. Our address is EnglishCorner@RadioSefarad.com. See you next week.